There was a small group of people at a Cape Breton church yesterday learning about a big pill bottle designed to save lives.
Don't you dare.
Regional police are promoting a project called The Vial of Life. Senior Safety Coordinator Barry Gordon says they are handing out pill bottles about 4 inches tall and 2 inches wide, about twice the size of a normal pill bottle, to be kept in the refrigerator, but there is no medication inside. He says instead there are papers containing important information.
One form that's there, it has the person's name or names, if there's two in the household there that are living there, your telephone numbers, your addresses, your date of births, your health card numbers, next of kin, family doctor, and phone numbers. And the personal contact information is below there, who to call in the case of emergency next of kin. And then the other important part is on the backside, and it's whatever medications that you're on. And we suggest, too, that to go to your local pharmacist, if you're on medications, get a list of it and put that in the bottle so you got the correct description of what you're actually taking.
So why are the police asking people to keep oversized pill bottles in their refrigerators? It's a resource for first responders who may be called to the home of a person in distress. When paramedics, firefighters, or police arrive and they find someone who can't communicate, the responders will look at the refrigerator door for a sticker indicating that a vial of life is inside the appliance with the important information. Lori Ross attended the seminar explaining the purpose of the vial of life. She applauds the idea.
Definitely at the senior citizens, a lot of time, well, not a lot, but sometimes some of the senior citizens haven't been out and about for a few days, and so the door will have to be open. And when they go in, the person may be unresponsive, and if they have the vial of life, they'll be able to look at the information.
Ross says the community has an aging demographic, and the vial of life should be in many homes in the area.
Because right now we have, I think in Glace Bay, most of the people living in Glace Bay are seniors. A lot of our younger people had to go away for jobs and such. So most of the people in the area are seniors.
Back to Gordon. He says during his half century as a police officer, he learned there is no time to waste when someone is in trouble.
Well, my 50 years in policing, I've seen arriving on scenes. It's so important to get that first quick bit of information on the move right away, because it's seconds can and minutes can save lives. And that's why it's so important to do this. And it's important that the faster the information is received by the first responders, EHS or police, the faster the help and assistance can be given to the individual that's either fallen ill or is unconscious, or we're trying to contact the next of kin concerning the individual.
The Vial of Life program is in partnership with the Victorian Order of Nurses and PharmaSave. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.